It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And we have a person who has won the big Hooters invasion with Eric at the table there Thursday night. Going to watch some football over the last Thursday night football game, the Jets and Ravens.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to drink a lot. You got a $200 tab and a bunch of, it doesn't matter, a bunch of wings and a $200 tab there. And you get a party for six with Eric. And the winner is James Olson. Jimmy Olson from the Daily Planet is our champion. For that, congratulations to you.
Get some other hot reporters in there.
Yeah, let's see what we can do. And then, of course, you got yourself a Hooters on Tuesday, and you can head there for the Holiday Wallet Helper for just $9.99. Order of chips and queso.
Queso.
Two 14-ounce Bud Light and Dos Equis drafts only at Hooters, $9.99. That's a pretty darn good deal right there. Thank you, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning, T. Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Lager Day.
L-A-G-E-R or L-O-G-G?
L-A.
Lager, the beer.
Yeah, the beer. Got a couple of Tuesday morning fun facts. The oldest university in the Americas is National University of San Marcos in Peru. It's been running since May of 1551.
Hate to break it to you, Brady. It's not America. Peru's in Europe. Brady said that, remember? A few minutes ago when Brady was talking about National Institute of America in Peru, which is just south of the equation.
It is, actually.
Right. I know.
Don't you miss George?
I miss you. Don't you guys miss me, more importantly?
Yes.
I seem sane.
I'd like to have a lager with you.
Let's go have a lager. That's how I got elected, by the way, Brady. People want to have a lager with a guy. That was me. Didn't have a lager with Gore. He was a downer. That was fun.
According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, an average of 11,500 Americans go to the emergency room every year for snow shoveling injuries. And there's an average of 100 deaths each year.
Shoveling snow?
Yep.
How bad are you at shoveling snow?
Heart attack is the...
Old people.
Yep.
Was that because of the shoveling snow, or is that just because they're old?
They decide to do a little physical activity.
Yeah, you get a little sweat
weather,
going.
That combo.
I know, but like, the next thing they did that made them sweat was going to kill them, so it's not necessarily the snow shoveling.
Correct. In a lot of cases.
Like, would you say 100?
There are some,
that's not that many.
Bouncing up and down the stairs.
But 11,500 go to the ER.
Because of snow?
It seems about right. I mean, there's fractures, how many people are in the country?
Cheap. You know what it says to me? There's 1,100 cheap old men that won't give some neighborhood kid $5 to shovel the snow.
You have this weird pride when you get older. Like, yeah, I can still do it myself.
Stupidity.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I ain't got it.
You ain't got it?
I ain't got that.
You'll pay somebody?
I call pride living. Like, that's my pride. It's not, you know, when you don't have pride, when you're wriggling around in your driveway going, help, help, you're prideless. It's a prideless moment.
That's true.
According to a new survey, about 1 in 5 people say they're planning to give a passive-aggressive take the hint gift this year. Thanks to the Peloton commercial.
In
other words, that includes 26% of men and 17% of women. So what kind of take the hint gifts being given? The top 10 are deodorant or perfume, a cookbook, self-help book, exercise equipment, cleaning supplies, an alarm clock, a toothbrush.
Can we hand it to Peloton for the best choreographed fake outrage in the history of Christmas ads? That is the fakest thing ever. There was absolutely no anger from anybody, and they made it a big news story. They've gotten play with that commercial without buying a single minute of airtime.
They're probably out of stock right now.
Peloton's been mentioned $1 billion worth of advertising time and probably spent $100,000 just by saying, we put a hot girl on a Peloton and her husband wanted her to skinny up a little bit and tried to have this false outrage thing grow. Because you get a couple of lunatic feminists that'll go out there and start screaming on tweets.
Yeah, what's wrong with being into working out?
Nothing. But
that's what I don't understand.
If it's a man telling a woman, I got you a Peloton, they already know that there's some feminists going, why in the world would he want that skinny woman to have to work out? Because she's fat and her big fat thumb's got to tweet something that day. Person did it. Like, we've got a controversy. Let's try and make it bigger than it is. And then Ryan Reynolds hires the girl from the Peloton ad within a day of the controversy. It just tells me that that was all fake.
Ladies, which would you rather receive, the Peloton or breath mints? That was on the top 10.
Breath mints is a terrible gift.
I get that every year.
Breath mints? You should.
I get icebreakers.
Yeah.
You get by the case.
Yeah. Good thing you like them, but there's a reason. But a Peloton's not a bad thing.
Did you hear what Jillian Michaels said about political correctness with the glamorizing obesity? Needs to stop.
I've been saying it for years. You got to stop with this stuff. It's the least healthy. The argument is so terrible. Well, being too skinny is unhealthy, too. We're not talking about too skinny. We're talking about in shape versus not in shape.
Healthy.
Healthy.
We're not running into that problem too often of being too skinny.
Bitch about that as if that's the only alternative to fat. Every shape is gorgeous. No, the leading killer in America is heart disease due to obesity, and it's 4 times bigger than anything else. And we sit and praise ourselves for like, that's fine. I like healthy. Well, you're not. It's bad. And praising it is the worst. Again, I've said it for years. There is no TV show called The Biggest Gainer. Nobody goes on Facebook, takes a picture of themselves, and goes, I put on 44 pounds this year. Isn't it great?
Lose mind, the network.
Nobody wants to gain weight at an unreasonable level, but we act like it's a great thing when Ashley
Graham
goes on in a bikini and like, look at how beautiful. She's so brave. No, she's not.
According to another survey, 40% of us have injured ourselves trying to open a package, the hard plastic packages.
There's the devil's package.
The average person spends 19 minutes a week getting into hard to open packages, including everything from single items to Amazon boxes. And over the course of your life, you'll spend 43 days opening stuff.
Which is why those
seems like
unboxing
an exorbitant
videos,
amount of time.
Those unboxing videos are so popular.
Yeah. We need to have more of those.
Yeah. We need to watch people opening stuff.
We need a couple of those on the show.
A survey asked people if passionately kissing a person other than your romantic partner on the lips under the mistletoe is cheating.
Say again. Give you the scenario one more time.
Passionately kissing.
Passionately.
Yeah, a person.
Right.
Other than your romantic partner on the lips under the mistletoe. Is that cheating?
Is it cheating? It's not cheating because I think cheating is a trend. It is certainly not kosher, I'm sure. It's frowned upon.
47% of the people say they would consider it cheating. 38% say they wouldn't consider it cheating. 15% aren't sure.
Yeah, passionately kissing anyone besides the person you're with certainly falls into the category of wrong. But is it a cheating? Because a cheating thing to me is like it's all going. Like the whole, this is a,
it's emotions,
you're going to continue
on.
Yeah, you're going to, well, not even emotions, but you're going to keep moving to the boobies. You're trying to get clothes off. You've committed to the entire situation. A passionate kiss under the mistletoe, you're in trouble because you've started the process. But I don't think it's like cheating in a way. It's like, you're cheating. I mean, like, I did it once, and it was, I think I just took the kiss under the mistletoe too far. You can get out of that one.
So you're saying cheating's a pattern?
I think it's a
not a one-time thing.
No, I think it's more just the dominoes. The passionate kiss is bad.
So you're saying there's outs along the way as long as you back away?
But I think if you pull away from the passionate kiss under the mistletoe and went, we can't do this, you're not cheating. Just you let a mistletoe thing go too far. But if you'd start groping or go, let's take this into the, we're going to go bang each other. Now you're doing something else. That's but you
beyond,
shouldn't do
that's
it.
That's going yeah. beyond the mistletoe.
Because passionate kissing leads to full-out activities. I also like that you started that whole thing by saying a survey asked people. They got no other options, man. Survey asked cats.
Got a little stocking stuffer suggestion. If your holiday smell, or you just want your house to smell like queso, Qdoba, theqdobashop.com, but it's from the restaurant. You can buy a queso-scented candle for $10.
Yeah.
Or just melt cheese in the microwave and leave it out.
Tinder just released
just
their...
Burn it somewhere
torch it, torch it in your house. It'll smell like queso for days.
Tinder just released their year in swipe, where they studied the data from their users' profiles and to find out what was popular in 2019. They found the facepalm emoji was the hottest one. It was up 41% this year compared to 2018. They also found 10 words that people use in their bios the most. Real, lit.
You're right.
Cause or mission.
How's the eggplant doing?
Tea.
Eggplant strong. Peach is strong. Also, white people. Black fist is strong. I notice most white people will send you black fist.
I've changed
cool.
all the skin tone on my
back
my
to
emojis.
Black or to white.
No more Mediterranean.
Mine's olive skin. Savage Polynesian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why did you do that, Toledo?
Yeah. Didn't. Just felt like it.
You're doing a lot of
feel
the,
more inclusive.
Oh, you're diverse.
Yeah.
Diversity.
What about your kid's phone? What's he got?
Yeah, I think you know, Eric.
Giant wings.
They also found the cities that had the
his
biggest
peaches
jump.
Are also black.
Yeah, everything's black.
The cities that had the biggest jump in Tinder: Atlanta, Orlando, San Diego, Dallas, and Philadelphia.
It's bad enough when your kid does the BBC porn and you got to talk to him about it, but I can't wait for Brady and Eric to have to find that on their girls' phones.
I'm just going to find a cliff and jump
yeah, that's it.
It.
A lot of inner turmoil will start to just spin wildly just a few years from now.
Eric's going to hunt down whoever sent
literally
that to his daughter.
3 to 5 God. Years, you guys are going to have that. What is on? What is this, Kirby? Dicks that are black, it is.
I don't know. Kirby's 12. You're giving that another 11. 3 year. Oh,
yeah, he's holding her back.
All right.
Yeah. I'm saying because of Kirby's upbringing, and I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm saying because of Kirby's upbringing, she's going to have a sexual repression problem. So she won't get to the black porn, until she's like 17. All of her friends will know it about 14,
and then it'll just be spewing all
yeah.
over.
Oh, this. Then it's going to be like, I didn't even know this was a thing. My dad didn't even tell me these people had genitals. Yeah.
The floodgates will open.
And yeah. because you're at a Christian school, it'll happen faster.
Well, then she'll get pregnant.
Oh,
that's
right.
a Catholic school. Yeah. Christian school, she'll just soak with a boy on the basketball team. But Kaylin or Caitlin over there.
As long as it doesn't bother my Clint Eastwood movies. And
13, my guess.
13?
13. Because she's fun and funny, and she'll find that to be a joke. And then the next thing, you're like, ooh, that made me tingle.
The great thing about technology is it's easy to monitor as a parent. Yeah.
Well, the great thing about technology is how fast kids can get pictures of dicks.
Get around that, yeah.
Monitor away. You'll just find out after she saw it.
Then I will break her phone into 1,000 pieces, and she's a...
But by then, it'll just be a mind chip, and she'll just have... Big black wings hologram to her
really,
face.
Really, that quick? Yep. 4 years?
I'm,
we're gonna,
I'm working
we're going
on
to
it.
Mind chip?
I'm working on it right now, just for your kids. Got some rudimentary drawings I'm sending
it's
over.
It's all for your entertainment,
oh,
John.
Oh, it's
That's
the
it
best.
Is.
George Church is a professor at Harvard, and he wants to eliminate genetic diseases with his new dating app. He's creating a dating app based upon genetics. Other scientists find this kind of chilling because I think they're basically saying, well, Hitler tried to do this
right.
in World War II with his trying to create the superior race.
Right.
The genetics app will match you up, your DNA, with another one. It will eliminate, potentially, if it creates correctly, you can eliminate, you know, there's 7,000 diseases.
Right.
You can create this race that will
eliminate smart.
It is. His research had been supported by Jeffrey Epstein for 4 years,
no,
and he held science expos and conferences at the ranch. And
down at the Zorro's Ranch?
Yeah, at the Zorro's Ranch. And he told other scientists that, you know, let's get this thing going because I would like to have things at my ranch. He'd like to propagate his genome and impregnate up to 20 girls at a time at the ranch.
That's what Epstein wanted to do, or this guy?
That's what Epstein wanted
to do. Oh, no kidding.
And this guy's like, no, I want to create this to eliminate disease.
Man.
But here's a couple of mil. Keep it going.
It is kind of interesting.
They call it, one of the other scientists were talking about the eugenics. That's the part where you're creating the superior race.
Yeah, if you're using it for that. But if you're using it just to say my milk and your cereal are best combined because there's a lesser chance of predisposition for diseases, then you got a pretty good system going there. But once you start saying, and we're going to build a superior race of super people, which humans can't avoid.
The term race.
So it's good that we see that now, though. It's good that we don't look at that and say, hey, this is a really good idea. We're actually seeing where it will inevitably go because humanity can't not build the super race.
George but Church has also apologized for his,
But like religion.
Friendship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Let me say that. Like religion, we may recognize that all of them were built with the idea that we have a superiority complex. So if one race says, well, we're never going to do this eugenics thing because it's just wrong and we know it'll get in the wrong hands, let's say the Netherlands gets it and says we're all for it and builds that superior, unkillable race, we have to do it. It's like nuclear weapons. If somebody else has it, you have to arm yourself with it. Otherwise, you're outmatched. So screw you, Netherlands, we're doing it.
Got a couple of featured criminals. This teenager in Texas got busted for carving his name into his girlfriend's head.
Yikes.
Beat her to a pulp and then started carving his name.
Teenager.
Jacob Hildreth is his name. He's 19 years old.
So not in a romantic
His girlfriend way. Was 22.
How old is he?
19. You can see maybe why he wanted to put the
face
name.
Face tattoos.
Because he's got, he's tatted all up on his face.
The word blessed tattooed to his face, which is the opposite of blessed. And then I think Catalina?
Catalina wine mixer?
I don't know what that says on his forehead.
That would be a funny tattoo.
Yeah, what? Across your face? Yeah. See, back in the early 2000s, there's a movie called Step Brothers. And I know you people in 2040 don't care, but really funny. It used to be really funny to yell, it's the Catalina wine mixer. Goddamn. Catalina wine, and I tattooed it to my face, thinking that in years' time like this, that they would have technology to remove tattoos, but they still don't. So I'm stuck with it.
Oh, they can remove them.
I know, and it looks
a little
like,
painful.
It looks like all of your collagen has been removed to say Catalina wine mixer in white now. The tattoo removal is not good. It's just your old tattoo white. It used to be a swastika. It was really dark, and now it's white. It's a white swastika. I had it erased, but it took out all the pigment. I can't tan it.
In the Philippines, police arrested Lloyd Batong. He's 21 years old. He was arrested after a tip about a grisly murder that happened.
Uh-oh.
He admitted stalking the woman near a cemetery before beating her to death with an iron rod. And that what made him more upset is she was pleading with him to stop, but she did it in English.
Oh, God, I hate that.
So he hacked her head off with a machete.
Jesus.
Before stuffing it in a bag and taking it home for dinner, made a plate of rice, opened her skull up, and scrambled her brains over the rice.
Wow. I did not see that
What did this woman do to deserve
but,
that?
Yeah. But why talk English, but don't have to deal with it no more?
My God.
He was always drunk.
Is it racist that he did it with rice?
No.
Are we going to get in trouble with some sort of cultural group? I bet he had rice with
That's
it.
That's the dish, John.
But you put a fish head in that fish head, all of a sudden you a bigot? why you take your beating in native tongue?
So she said stop. He was already
English,
beating her.
He was drunk, but
he's already
started
beating
speaking
her. Really,
in English, that took him to the next level.
Of now I'm going to eat her.
Yeah, well.
But I was going to not,
quit talking.
Not eat you, but did you stop English night eat you?
John, you always said you don't care about how you go out. Like, we could throw your body in the Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
So Would you like to go out something like that?
That's not. I've never
said
report story.
And a plate of rice.
I've never said how I go out. I don't.
But
care
it's still
about.
A great story.
After I'm dead, if you want to eat my brains and put some rice in a nice bed of rice, make it expensive rice. That's all I ask. Don't minute rice my head and go sticky. Don't.
You want some good rice.
I want you to prepare it. I don't want to take it to. No offense. I don't want Brady to go. I'll cook it. I want a professional chef.
How about some sauce, Brady sauce on your brains? Is that okay?
Again, I want some class. I don't need some knee-jerk Gilbert
I'd
garage
you
sauce.
And then finish you off on the grill.
No, you wouldn't, because I'm not for home use.
We need a professional chef.
Yeah, I want like a guy over at Steak 44.
I'll get you Guy Fieri.
No, again, I'd take you over that talentless hack. You kept a restaurant open longer than that guy, and he had TV help. But yeah, no, I would like ask to have a high-end chef see what he could do with
keep it classy.
With my parts. I mean, if we're going to eat me, let's make it worth my time and yours as well. I really don't care, but I don't want to be in some backyard smoker.
Let's get a chef and create a menu.
Yeah.
You can do the flavor profiles.
Get a good butcher to cut off the good parts, marble it properly, age me. I'm fine if you wanted to eat me. I have no problem with that. I want to take a big chunk of human flesh and see what it tastes like too, but it's illegal. And that's all that is stopping me. That is all.
What is wrong with you? I never met somebody that wants to eat human so much.
We eat so much meat and we're just like, well, it's gross. We're the same. We're the same. You see those medical videos? It looks just like cow meat. It's the same. We're stringy. We have a weird diet. But, Brady, I age you for 35 days in a wet locker?
Pretty solid. Be nice.
Brady's probably marbled pretty good.
Oh, I bet you've got some good stuff going on.
Wagyu.
No. You're not
Wagyu. You're not Wagyu.
You're not Wagyu. A couple of chunks of that.
Sorry to tell you.
some stuff coming off your back once we get rid of that skin and that hair and that boil.
Oh, the boil. How is the boil?
That side, yeah.
Eat around that.
It's
that's
gone.
That's like a bruised apple.
It's disappeared?
Yeah, a little.
It's gone, quote, for now.
A little niblet.
It keeps coming back. Yeah, because it's got to harvest itself again. You seeded it once.
By summer, it'll be back?
Yeah, if his heart doesn't stop first, because he won't go to the hospital to find out his MRSA's living in his body.
Got a couple of...
But I would eat you.
Radio videos! The first one is a Wild World radio video.
Oh, we got to do that.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World radio video. It's the mating call of an Adelie penguin.
Okay.
Gets you in the... Reminds me of the Christmas donkey.
Honk.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did he get some?
Yeah. Where are the bitches?
Did he get some action or what?
The ass will start rolling
Look,
in.
There's one laying right behind him. Like, really, dude? Right in
He's
front
He's already
of him.
Tired of her.
Yeah.
He put her to sleep.
Yeah. They got into a fight. That's a married penguin couple. And he looked at her and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go outside and blatantly ask the neighbors to have sex with me because I've had it with you. You frigid, cold bitch. That's right. I'm begging for poon out here.
That's your wild, wild
world.
You
look like an idiot out there.
You are an idiot in there.
Notice that no women are showing up?
Yeah, because you're the antidote for fun. They know. Bitch.
That's your wild, wild world. Pretty radio.
Penguins have trouble too, you know. I'll go outside and I'll show you I'm a viable, sexy beast.
They should do movies with talking penguins.
Yeah, they should. I'm going to try that at a bar. So how you doing tonight, lady?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
What's that?
Bow up first.
I'm a mating call.
Oh.
I'm a penguin. I might be crazy. You say another word in English and you're going to get beat to death in a cemetery.
The next radio video is two women arguing outside a bar in Portland, Oregon. One of them is in the driver's seat of a car. The other is standing at the driver's window accusing her of stealing her money.
Is this cussy?
Yeah, there's some cusses in there.
You can't play it. You got to get better at
We can't well, show me, but there's too many in there for me to
is it?
Try
it's
and edit.
Quiet
what's the
first,
point of even playing it?
Yeah.
I thought we could play it
no.
without...
This looks like Alanis Morissette from the Ironic
video. She grabs
video.
Her house. You want to go?
She's going to rip her window off. Yeah,
roll your window up impossible. With her fingers in it.
That's it?
Now the ending. She'll pull away. and the girl gets by her Subi wagon.
Run her over. Look out. She's there hitting her car. Oh, she ran into her, too.
Well, she just shakes it off.
What the?
Well.
It's not even her car. I don't know who stole the money.
You guys would have loved that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The challenge. She was ready to go.
All right. We believe it. Just when there's a video with like 100 customers.
There's your silent radio video.
Yeah, we can't do it. It's already bad enough. Well, you know, you can paint the picture or something when they got the sound. But two ladies fighting in cars, cussing, you can't do it.
That's Seinfeld's.
It's been 20 years. Brady will figure it out.
You'll get it one of these days.
I don't actually watch them. I thought Toledo would have enough time to do it, but.
Did you watch it?
He didn't. I didn't. Yeah, there's a lot in there, but.
Well, just now.
Could have flagged me down and said, I can't do it. That would have helped.
We got to get you guys on the same page.
Yeah, you could have told him, like, there's 100 cusses in this.
Let's
I probably shouldn't have picked it. Just know that if there's more than two, it's going to be tough for him to get around to clipping it. Plus, he's going to miss three of them.
Let's get you guys in here at 3 a.m. Yeah. Have a little meeting.
Yeah, if you guys are going to do the videos that you have to have editing for, maybe one of you could help the other. Like, you know.
He's spot on every once in a while.
Don't start blaming him. You threw a video at him with 30 cusses in it.
Usually, he's a team effort. Ninja at that.
No.
No.
Nope. He's not.
It took him an hour to get the heart song this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a video with 100 cusses. I haven't watched it.
Just over 100.
Well, I'm not going to edit it.
I'm still going to talk about it.
All right. Now I'll play it quietly.
Perfect.
You guys should know how each other works. By now.
Are there moments when you guys sit in a room together and go,
let's take the whole thing down with silence?
Every once in a while, we want to pull it off.
Imaginary. Just screeching halt.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
I'll be fine. It just didn't work. Didn't work.
Right. But there's a reason. We're just pointing out the reasons. And they were like gigantic red flags.
20 years. 20 years already. Yeah.
It's a pretty good run.
Yeah. It's essentially like having a locked door, a key in your hand, and you're kicking for some reason. It's like, no, this is not how it works. You could just, the key. Really easy communication problem. Can't do it.
All right. I won't talk about it.
Problem solved.
Video with a million cusses.
Okay. Couldn't edit it.
Still doing it. And now the next 5 minutes will be in Danish, mixed with a language I've made up on my own.
It's your job to figure out
You work it out.
That's what I'll do next time, is I'll do the voices on the argument. Something like that.
No, you won't.
You want to go?
That's your first bit of improv for that?
That's what she was saying.
It's not worth. I'd rather hear the cussing and lose our license.
Like Bob Saget did on America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's right.
Go ahead, Brady. Do it.
Just paint the picture, friend.
You want to go? You see Henry over there? He'll beat you, and I'll beat you. You want to go? Come on. Give me my money, bitch. You don't know. Here's my hat. I got your hat now. You want to go? Come on. All right. I'm going to take your window off. How do you like that? Toyota.
Anyway, just got mad at cars.
You see that, Donnie? No, my Subaru. What the?
Who's Donnie?
Ow, my knee. No biggie.
Who's Donnie?
And scene. That was a guy she was talking to on the camera. I made up the name for Donnie.
Were you only one character? The girl in the car didn't get a voice.
She didn't really talk.
You'd think if they were fighting that she would have a voice.
Now, here's the weird thing. Evidently, you've seen the video.
Once.
So you could have just reenacted what they said without the cussing.
Pretty close.
Was that close?
Yeah, that was.
Okay, the video wasn't worth it with or without the cussing then.
It was just a one-way argument.
Should have just never made
it. You're going to pull your car back 20 feet?
Never made it to air. That's what should have been. Today, the word that you can text for the Camaro is editing. Editing is the word today. Editing. 97936.
I want to edit the last 10 minutes of my life out.
Life needs a lot more editing. Yeah. I was going to use disconnect, but editing is today's word. 97936. That's what you can fire off. We'll get it going. You got about an hour to throw that one and win a Camaro, for crying out loud. There goes your Brady report. It's 98. You want to go, bro?
97.9. 98. KUPD. Tipping Phoenix.